It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. As California reopens, summer events are back on the schedule across the Motherlode, and one of the biggest is the Motherlode Fair, which runs July 1st through the 4th. Here to get us up to speed on everything related to the fair and the fairgrounds is the manager of the Motherlode Fair, Ken Allstott. Ken, it's great to have you in studio.
Yeah, thank you. Excited to be here.
Well, there was no big fair event last year due to COVID-19. So what's been taking place over the recent months to get to this point where you can host another fair here in another week?
Yeah. So during COVID-19, the fairgrounds remained active by holding different things for the community. Several of those items included jury selection for the Superior Courts. At different times, we were a cooling center during the heat waves. We also served as a place for the PG&E roving blackouts, where people could come and have a nice building to set in and use Wi-Fi. And then we also were utilized as a testing and vaccination site.
And before we talk about the big event coming up July 1st through the 4th, you mentioned it was pretty active things happening at the fairgrounds this past year. How does the fair receive money to stay operational?
So the fairgrounds rents buildings out, and that's one way that we receive revenue. One of the other ways is through AB 1499, which is sales tax that has been generated on fairgrounds throughout the state, and then it's distributed to us depending upon your size of your fair.
And we mentioned July 1st through the 4th, the Motherlode Fair. Are there going to be different special events on different days?
Yeah, so this year's theme is working hands and cattle brands. And so for the working hands, we've brought in items that are unique to this area. For events in the arena on Friday, we'll have a truck tractor pull with what's called the smokers. And then on Saturday, truck tractor pulls with the big boys and the modifieds and the alcohols. And then on Sunday, the demolition derby. On Thursday night, the opening night of the fair, we're going to host a free concert, Bad Moon Rising, which is a tribute to CCR.
Then you mentioned that the special events coming up in the grandstand area, is that kind of unique this year, what's being presented?
Yes. When we were the board first decided to do the fair in April, it didn't leave us much time to contract and coordinate and route different things. And then we weren't for sure, you know, at that point, what tier the county would be in. Well, since that date, the governor, you know, has opened up the state. And so we're excited that we should be able to host a full house at this point.
There will be local bands and performers as well throughout the weekend?
Yeah, so on the community stage, which would be the Michelob Light stage this year, there will be local acts each day, Thursday through Sunday at various times.
How about the carnival? Is that going to be taking place?
It is, and we're excited this year because we're really one of the first fairs out, and so we were able to pick and choose our carnival rides this year, which is first time in many, many years.
And then at the various different buildings across the fairgrounds, what are the types of things that will be taking place in those spaces?
Yeah, so this year in the Blake Elliott building, we'll have nonprofits. And if you're a nonprofit out there and you're trying to recover from the COVID, we have some free booth space for you. Just contact the fairgrounds and we'll make that happen. Also in that building, we'll have a first aid center and a cooling center since you're in the midst of a heat wave right now. In the tribal building will be our main commercial vendors. And we're excited this year that we have over 45 commercial vendors already signed up. And the Sierra building will be our typical still exhibits. And these are items that people have entered for the fair, anywhere from baked goods to florists to quilts, photography, all kind of different items that have already been brought in, judged, and then will be on display. And in the Manzanita building this year, we'll have the Farms of Tuolumne County and their group of people with local products on display. And that building this year will also have a barbecue station, which hasn't been to the fair for over a decade.
Very cool. And then you mentioned there's some free space for nonprofits. Is that kind of a new thing this year to kind of help those nonprofits during the post-COVID?
Yeah, so in the past, it was very limited. And so we've doubled that space for them this year.
And then vendors, I think you said 45 vendors this year?
Already 45 commercial vendors.
And for somebody who's never been out to the fair, and I know a lot of people like to look at all those different vendors, do you expect a wide variety of different types?
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited about this year.
I'll take a minute to preview that during the final segment of the show, we're going to be talking with Sue Moore, who is the president of the Small Livestock Association and a member of the Junior Livestock Committee. This past Wednesday, a change was made by the Fair Board of Directors at the last minute to make some changes to the Junior Livestock Auction. Instead of having it virtually again this year, it will be in person. It's going to be July 3rd at the fairgrounds at 4 p.m. We're going to hear all about that and all the details during the final segment of Motherload Views. Again, that's going to be with Sue Moore a little bit later. But Ken Alstott, I'll pose a question to you. You know, what are your thoughts on just the importance of the Junior Livestock Auction in general?
Traditionally, the livestock auction is to celebrate what the kids have learned from raising their animals and doing their ag mechanic projects prior to the fair. And this is a way to showcase that for the kids.
I know that rules and protocols can always be changing during the time of COVID, but is there anything at this point people should know ahead of coming out to the fair?
Yeah, we want to let you know that we have a safe fair set up for you. This year at the fair, we'll still have signage. We'll have additional hand washing stations. We'll have masks available if anyone would like to purchase them. And then we also have a local vendor who is coming in and fumigating each morning for us.
Is it unique that a fair is starting up here in California, or is it getting kind of back to normal all across the state?
Yeah, so this community is very fortunate. The decision to host the fair was made in April, and normally we take 6 to 8 months to prep and to put on an event, and so we had just a little over 2 months to do this, and some of your surrounding areas weren't able to do that, and so this is going to be a unique opportunity for a full fair as we knew it from 2019.
Yeah, some places in the Central Valley aren't going to be having fairs this summer, correct?
That's correct.
Was it a big effort by you and your staff and other members of the community to get to this point?
Oh, yes. It takes a lot of work, a lot of volunteers, and community support to make this happen.
How about infrastructure projects at the Motherlode Fairgrounds? Has there been much taking place over recent months?
Yeah, so we were very fortunate during the COVID-19 to have the opportunity to do some repairs and add some new things there at the fairgrounds. So in 2020, we added some more additional RV spots, and then we also redid the roof on the tribal building. That was very important because this building is used for a host of many community activities throughout the year.
Anything long-term that you can tell us about, or still anything being looked at?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, we need to take a quick break. We're talking about the Motherlode Fair on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking with Ken Alstott, who is the fair manager. Exciting time as the fair is getting ready to come back after a year of being off due to COVID-19. The fair scheduled for July 1st through the 4th. We're hearing all about it on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.